Purifying your thought life.
A few years ago, I realized that my actions, the things I do in life, were not so bad. I took good care of my husband and my children, the family dog and the house. I homeschooled my children and even sometimes ironed my husband's shirts. So, all in all, I was doing a good job. But on the inside, in my thought life, it was a different story. That area looked more like a war zone. Ugly thoughts of I'm a failure, I'm worthless, I'm not good enough would ravage my mind all the time. Thoughts were running loose everywhere, making my mind into a battle zone. The worst thing was I believed everything I thought.
May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
My father showed me that I had no peace in my thought life and that he wished to change that. The God of peace himself wishes to sanctify us through and through. He made it very clear that I myself had no power to purify my thoughts and restore peace. It was God's job.
And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5.
The God of peace showed me that he does not want my thoughts to run loose, to be out of control, to think anything and everything it wants. Instead, he wants me to capture each thought as it comes in and make it obedient to Jesus Christ. How do you make a thought obedient to Christ? Let's pray a prayer which you can pray anytime by yourself when you want to make a thought obedient to Christ. Lord Jesus, I bring this thought to you. This thought has been running loose in my mind, causing a lot of damage. It has been causing me a lot of shame, sadness, and unworthiness. I now take this thought prisoner and submit it to your authority to be submissive to your will. In faith, I place it under your management. Please take this thought and purify it. Bring it under your control so that it will be used only for your will instead of tyrannizing me. Thank you, God of peace, for taking control of this thought now and therefore restoring the peace in my heart. I bless you.